This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. A lot of people on the same page as you, you know. And if, look at it, if you're not hearing the show at a station in your area, you need to pick up the phone and call these people. I'm not joking. This hurts. You need to pick up the phone. You need to call these people. And it's really simple. Why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? That's really, you ask the station manager, right? Say, listen, I can't find the Real Side with Joe Messina in the schedule anywhere. Can you tell me where to find it? And when he says we don't carry it, that's when you say, hey, why not? What's your problem? Head up to the website. Matter of fact, here's what I'll do with you. If a station owner calls me for information, you ready for this? If a station owner calls me for information, and they say, you know, Mary Smith called me and said, I need to carry your show, I will send you a coffee mug and a T-shirt and a book signed by me. How's that? It's really that simple. I'll find out who you are. Right? I mean, again, we've picked up more stations because listeners, phone listeners, will ask a station manager, why aren't you carrying the show? And we need to, you know, and we need to start dealing with things the way the Democrats do. We need to start pushing back the way they do. We need to be not afraid. The days of, I don't want to get in a confrontation with them, you're already in it. Whether you say something or not, whether you open your mouth and push back, you're already, the mere fact that you're a Republican, right? You've heard Barbara Streisand. You've heard how these people feel about you. If you're a white woman and you're a Republican, the Democrats see you as nothing more than an animal that's being led around on a leash by your husband. You're just a dumb bimbette that'll do whatever they tell you to do. Read what, this is not Joe Messina saying this. Read what they write about you. You can't make a decision on even how much toilet paper to use unless you have their permission. This is what they think of you. You know, I always love it how I'm left out of conversation sometimes. I like to tell this story where I had an opportunity with a very large company to head up their technology department. And I went through all these interviews. And I got to the head of the company, the VP that actually did the hiring, and there was two. There was two of us left. One guy had been out of tech school, management school, for a couple of years, and he had managed a small company, and he knew all the buzzwords or whatever, but he had no real experience. And I had beat everybody else out. And when they were filling out the paperwork, the job offer was made. They were looking for my transcript. And the HR lady called me and said, we can't find a transcript. I said, that's great. If you find one, it's somebody else's. I don't have one. I didn't go to Kalaji. All right? I learned this stuff as I grew up in the business, in the technology business. I became, on three separate occasions, for very large companies, I handled the whole West Coast, right? This high school dropout, drop in. That's right. Some of you know the story. I quit high school. I spent a year running around. My dad made it very clear if I didn't have a high school education, at least I was done for. But I mean, and so finally, they couldn't believe I didn't have a college degree. And they couldn't give me the job. They couldn't break the rules, if you would. They gave the other guy the job. 7 months later, he was gone. And I was still at my job and quite happy because I got to stay around my kids. It was a, you know, it was a big deal for me. But my point is, you have to, you know, don't be afraid of your education level. Don't be afraid of what you know and you don't know. Don't be afraid of the confrontation. You need to fight back. You need to call them out. Some of you know about Republican Dan Crenshaw. He was just elected in Texas to as a congressman. He was the guy that was mocked on NSL. You know, he had the eye patch on. You know, the biggest thing about the when he was mocked on NSL that bothered me.
SNL.
Yes. That bothered me was when they were making fun of him, they said, yeah, he kind of he lost the eye in a war or something like that. They even belittled it in the joke. You want to make a joke out of something he said or did? Okay, that's one thing. But why belittle the fact that he lost an eye? You're a comedian, for God's sakes. You make people laugh. That's your big contribution to society. This man ended up doing 5 tours and 3 of them after he lost the eye. He was willing to go back and fight for his country. He was willing to go back to make sure that people had freedoms in other countries. You, all you want to do is make sure that people can laugh or do laugh. And you don't care who you hurt doing it. See, this is what I keep saying. I don't even want to call them entertainers because they're not very entertaining. Right? These celebrities. They think they're all that and more. They think because they have a lot of money, they know so much more. If you go on the mindset that I've got money, I live in a nice house, I must know what I'm doing, then Trump is smarter than all you bozos. Pretty much combined with his money compared to yours. Maybe you should be listening to him. If I'm supposed to take that mindset, successful business person, and you have a lot of money. Well, he has a lot of money. I think it's hilarious that you guys hold that against him, but you don't hold it against Pelosi. She's got hundreds of millions behind her. That's all okay. Anyway, we'll get back to the Representative Dan Crenshaw after the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, don't go far. I want you to hear how he defends himself. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Again, head up to the website. You know, I love your email address. You'll see it there. You see a place you can put in your email address. We send out a weekly email, let you know what's coming up, what's going on. If you want information on the show, we've been testing texting. Right, so we've been testing, T-E-S-T-I-N-G, texting, T-E-X-T-I-N-G. Hey, you say that five times fast. Anyway, you want to text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131 and add you to the list. And I know you're doing it because I see it happen during the show. You know, I see little pop-up notifications. But anyhow, always appreciate you being involved, being engaged, and do get involved. Do get engaged. Do something. It's that easy. Just do something. Okay. Some of you remember Representative Dan Crenshaw. Well, he just recently elected out of Texas. And SNL was making fun of him. Remember, they kind of mocked him. They mocked the fact that he wears an eye patch. Like, what is he, a pirate? He lost an eye, you piece of work. Protecting idiots like you. Right? He lost his eye in an IED blast while serving in Afghanistan. And he stayed. He stayed to fight some more. He didn't come home and go, oh, woe is me, my life is over. He stayed and fought some more. And, you know, he's not a diehard Donald Trump supporter. He's a diehard American supporter. He's a diehard patriot, for lack of a better term. And yet they feel the need to make fun of him. I don't get it. They have a right to, but I don't get it. And don't make fun of the eye. But what I love about this guy, from the short time I've seen him on places like CNN, MSNBC, ABCD, EFG, the short time I've seen him do this, he takes nothing from these people. Right? And it's great. And he's called out the left several times on their just being hypocrites, number one. Right? It's just amazing. Now, he was on Face the Nation, I think it was last weekend. And he got a straightforward question in defense of Trump. It triggered, right, when you look at the rest of the panel members, you'd think that they just swallowed an onion without chewing on it. That's how bad it was. So in response, and I love these, I did the same thing when I was on CNN. I wouldn't let him get away with it either. In response to more vague allegations of Trump destroying democracy, Crenshaw asked a simple question. He looked at the critics and he said, what exactly are we talking about? Give me a specific example of how he's doing that. Representative Democratic representative-elect Joe Neguse out of California said, I think some of our democratic freedoms and principles we live by have been under attack for a better part of 2 years. Really? What principles? See, I would say, give me a principle in particular. Okay? And please, before you spew it out of your mouth, make sure that Obama didn't do the exact same thing, because your response of, well, that was then, this is now, it holds absolutely no water. And I wish more people, when they're on these shows, would use the terms, look, if you were accepting of it then, when Obama did it, then you should be accepting of it now, unless you've evolved, in which case, please explain how you evolved and why and what it means. They won't do it, but you need to ask anyway. Anchor Margaret Brennan turned to Crenshaw to ask if he wanted to respond to Neguse's assertion, saying with suggested emphasis, hey, since the president is the leader of your party, isn't he snippy? Crenshaw gladly accepted the invitation. He says, look, I always ask the question, like, what? Right? Like, what is he undermining exactly? What democratic freedoms have been undermined? We just had an election where we switched power in the House. Democracy is working. People are voting. You know, and he's so right. That's what you need to ask these people. They keep talking about the Mueller investigation, how the president tried to stop it, and, you know, are you afraid of Mueller? He could have fired Mueller 2 years ago. He could have fired Mueller 23 months ago, 22 months ago, 20. Do I have to go through the whole thing? He can fire Mueller anytime he wants to. And he hasn't. We don't need a law. That's number one. You know, what they want to do is give Mueller, like, total power outside of the presidency. Not going to happen. We've done that too often. It's wrong. Not going to happen. But anyhow, you know, back to, you think about the way they lay this stuff out. And he comes back with, I always ask for examples. And then you hit them one by one. Don't let them drag you all around the place. Again, I try to do that when I have them on the show, when I'm on other people's shows. I'm not going to answer five questions at once. You're not going to rapid-fire questions at me. We're going to deal with a question, an issue, and we're not going to give up on it until you answer the question. Right? One of the things he says, he looks at it, is it worth criticizing? Is it worth talking about? But the broad brush criticisms don't mean anything. He said, I'd be happy to add all of the things, interjected Democrat Republican elect Chrissy Houlihan out of Pennsylvania. She was also on the panel with Crenshaw. They were all talking over each other, you know, because they're all smarter than each other. As one of their answers, she and the Goose charged that Trump is undermining the free press. Houlihan also went on to list the CIA, FBI, and the voting process. Crenshaw didn't defend Trump. He simply said, well, how has he done that? See what I mean? When you call them out, when you need to get an answer, they can't respond. Right? And to say that, you know, that he threw out, what's his name, Acosta, which he should have. Now, remember, he didn't take out CNN. He took out Acosta. They could have sent anybody. Right? And Acosta only had his hard pass taken away from him, which means he didn't have access to the White House anytime he wanted. Obama had many press members under investigation. Can you tell me which one of, any press on the left, and there's plenty of them, that Trump has had had their phones tapped, bugged, right? I mean, looking into their laptop? Because, you know, Obama did that openly. Trump hasn't done it. So Crenshaw pointed it out. He said, so what's the difference here? Explain what the difference is. They had no answer for him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When you play with facts, they're lost. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top Trump administration officials will appear before a closed-door hearing in the Senate on Wednesday over the U.S. response to the murder of a Saudi journalist. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't completely backing up President Trump on the issue of Jamal Khashoggi's murder in the Turkish consulate. First, McConnell says he believes the CIA assessment.
What obviously happened, as basically certified by the CIA, is completely abhorrent.
Second,
McConnell says giving Saudi Arabia a pass is wrong.
So some kind of response to that certainly would be in order.
And McConnell says the Senate is discussing what the appropriate response should be.
I think almost no one believes we should completely and totally fracture our relationship with the Saudis. But yeah, some kind of response is going to be appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Cindy Hyde-Smith looks like he's going to win the Mississippi runoff, Senate runoff. That's good. It'll give Trump the, listen, it'll give Trump the support he needs to get things done. Seriously. You're going to see Ruth Bader Ginsburg get more donations of kidneys, livers, lungs than any other city Supreme Justice has ever got, any other human being, as a matter of fact. They're all going to do what they can to keep her propped up and alive. And even if she dies in the chair, I'm sure they'll tape her eyes open and everything, just so we don't have a problem. I mean, this conceivably give Trump one, maybe two more choices for Supreme Court. And I'm sure the Democrats will do everything they can from a legal standpoint, throw all the dirt they can. It's just amazing. Again, we have lost all the semblance of decency, and you cannot blame it all on the Republicans. Go back and get the segment, first segment in the first hour, where I talked about, you know, you look at what went on with Judge Roy Moore, Kavanaugh, and God knows how many others. You know, I mean, seriously. You look at Senator Al Frankenstein. Franken, sorry. You had pictures of him actually doing things. He admitted to doing those things. He should have resigned. You know, what the funny thing about it is these guys would come out, I know, I'll finish this other story in a second. If these guys would come out on the front end and say, I did some stupid stuff when I was in high school or even in college. At the time, it was kind of the norm, it was the accepted, but it was wrong. And I apologize for that. If I hurt anybody, I apologize for that. But to have the, I don't know, the height of hypocrisy, like some of these people do, come out and talk about the Me Too movement, and yet they have a whole past, a whole history of taking advantage of women. How do you do that with a straight face? I'm just asking. Anyway, we're talking about Dan Crenshaw. He is the congressman-elect out of Texas. And he simply was sitting on a panel with a bunch of Democrats talking about, you know, civility and what's going on, that kind of thing. And he was able to trigger every one of them simply by asking them questions that they couldn't answer. That became a trigger. Now, when the panel was asked what they would do to, you know, to do things better and to reach towards civility, this was Jake Tapper on Face the Nation. He said that things, you know, in Washington seem nastier. Even through the nation, they seem nastier. right? He was wondering if the new class of congressmen would change that. If there'd be more cooperation, bipartisanship, civility. No, there won't be. You know why? Think of the words of Pelosi. Think of the words of Jackson Lee. Think of the words of Mrs. Clinton. They're not calling for civility. They're calling for you to push back. They're calling for you to be meaner. They're calling for you to be in people's faces. How do you get civility out of that? But then again, they play by a different dictionary. Goes on to say, well, I feel like some people's definition of attack is different than ours. That was according to Deb Haaland out of New Mexico. She said that we have all worked together extremely hard. I feel like we've been very cooperative and actually quite civil to each other. Then she went on to ask her assistant if she had tied down the unicorn out front to keep him from running away. I echo that sentiment, and it really mean to me to be attacked, said Crenshaw. You know, my whole message was lost last week. He said, was I really attacked? Was I really offended? It doesn't mean I wasn't insulted, but I wasn't offended or attacked. I didn't feel attacked. Right? He said, my message was, why do you have to insult people? You deal with the issues the way they are. You don't have to insult each other. Now, Crenshaw's comments about not really being attacked and offended is, you know, we're talking about that jerky comedian. I don't even know. Pete Davidson. Right? And he was poking fun at the eye patch. Now, you've got to give Crenshaw credit. They brought him on SNL. And you know what? He didn't beat the guy up over it. So God bless him for doing that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and texting and tweeting. I don't know if some of you got this message last week about a shooter at a mall. And they kind of went over it. There wasn't a whole bunch of conversation around it, you know, because you can't do that. When you have a shooter and another guy saves the day with a gun, yeah, you can't have that. That's terrible. And you don't want to talk about it because then you prove a point that I've been saying. Many on the left say no good guy has ever stopped a mass shooting. Well, you don't know that. A good guy with a gun shot and killed an attacker at an Alabama mall within seconds of the attacker shooting and wounding two people. This happened in Hoover, Alabama. Police officer shot the gunman. All right, now, Hoover Police Chief Nick Derizes said from the time that the shooting took place, they engaged, it was safe within seconds. You don't see that too often. I guess my point here is we go through all the details, when it happened and all this other stuff, but here's the deal. Good people with guns. There are good people out there with guns. We can't keep... This is that thing where, you know, all guns are bad no matter what. We have to ban all guns. Well, when the criminal gets the gun, what happens? Who takes him down? Who stops him? Just curious. How do you fix that? Do you do a Joe Biden? Hopefully you got a shotgun nearby where you can fire off a shot in the air and tell the person you're armed and hope they run away. And that was his idea. And this is how asinine it gets. Anyhow, a couple of rapid fire ones from conservative media. You've got You've got a senator who was mocking libs with the gender change after being told he had to shut his mouth because he wasn't a woman. And I love that because they used to do that to me all the time. Right? They used to say to me, you can't talk about abortion because you don't have a uterus. You're not a woman. You can't talk about women's issues, black issues, because you're not black. You're not a woman. I used to love all that stuff. Now, the thing that bothered me the most about those is they could talk all they wanted to about white and white privilege, even if they were black. They could talk about white guys, even if they were old white women. So it was, again, this is what I keep telling you. It's not equality they want. It's control they want. Pro-life Australian senator sarcastically declared himself to be a woman last week after his views on abortion were belittled. He said, I'm going to declare my gender today as I can be a woman, and then you'll no longer be able to attack me. I love it. I think that's great. Right? This is Australian Senator Barry O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan was, of course, referring to an effort from the pro-abortion leftists to silence men who are pro-life, and that happens here in this country. A man can't have an opinion on pro-life. The proclamation came after O'Sullivan was criticized by Greens Senator Larissa Waters for his views on abortion. Senator O'Sullivan needs to get his hands and his rosaries off my ovaries, said the 10,000 Queensland woman. I don't know what that means. Right? I'm sorry. She said the 10,000 Queensland women have an abortion each year. So he was told to stay away from it because he's not a woman. He doesn't know what it's like. It's a common tactic from the left rather than actually make an argument. Right? You vilify your opponent. You make fun of your opponent. You mock them. You mock their values. You mock what they stand for. These people are coming to attack me for my religion the other day. He said, using words like rosary beads, because I had the audacity to raise the issue around late-term abortions, where babies were only minutes away from getting a smack on the behind, and the name are being aborted under the policies of the Australian Greens. I want you guys to think about that. It's true in this country, too. You can abort a baby in the third trimester when the baby could easily, the baby, not the ball of cells, not the fetus, when the baby could easily live, maintain its heartbeat outside the womb. See, we can't be quiet anymore. We don't have to be violent like they are, but we can't be quiet anymore. I'm so tired of, you know, for years we were beat on as religious people, being a Christian myself, we were beat on for not believing in science. And all of a sudden, they don't believe in science, and we're backwards. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to jive and well. Oh, you gotta jump.
Is that a real word? Jive and well? To look that up. Jive. Okay, three words. They knew what I was saying. They've been listening long enough to know better. I thought jive was like lying to somebody. Is it? And I thought whale was a derogatory term. I mean, you look like a whale. You dance like a whale. That would be bad.
That's a whale and scream.
Oh. Okay. Well, they weren't clear. Not for me now. I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Yes, I'm being educated. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots to enjoy. We were talking about the senator in Australia. I wish more of our senators here had this kind of guts. Who declared himself female, who identified as a female, changed his gender in the middle of, you know, in the middle of conversation around abortion, late term abortion to be exact. And seriously, you know, even you feminists that are so far to the feminine side, I'd like you to look me and others right in the face and tell me, yeah, you're good with ripping that baby apart in the last few weeks before it's supposed to be born. That you're okay with taking a little human being that happens to be in a protective sac inside the mom's womb and stopping that heartbeat. That's okay. I want you to justify that. I don't think you will. I think you'd look at me and say, I don't have to justify anything to you. But they were telling this guy he couldn't speak to it. He couldn't speak to the life of a human being because he wasn't a female. See, remember, it's not a parasite. It's not a disease. It's not a virus. It's a human being that you women have been given the immense blessing of carrying, bringing the term, and giving birth. Men can't do that. Yeah, you can play the game if you want to with all that psycho-foo-foo babble. Men cannot give birth, period. Female who feels like a male can give birth. I get it. But men cannot give birth. You women have the exclusive right on that. The blessing of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm trying to decide which one to do because they're all so great. You heard about the little tussle that was going back and forth between President Trump and Chief Justice Roberts. And you know what? I'm going to side with Trump on this one. I wish he'd stop fighting with these guys, though. It doesn't get him anywhere. You can't. It's like I always say, it's like arguing with the guy that has you a hold or has a control of the hold button. You know, all of a sudden you could be disconnected. Now you're another 45 minutes waiting to get back in again. But I'm having a hard time believing that Chief Justice Roberts really honestly believes that there's no such thing as an Obama judge or a Bush judge or a Clinton judge. Why do you think these guys get nominated? You know, Chief Justice Roberts, if I had him face to face, I'd ask him a question. Go, do you really think that Obama would have put you up as a nomination? You don't share his values. There's no care about the Constitution. To prove that the court is partisan, just look at all the 5-4 decisions. When there's 5 conservatives and there's 4 liberals, how do you get a 5-4 decision so often? If it's all about the Constitution, it's not up to your private interpretation. See, what they're afraid of is this. If taking a life is murder, and the courts have already agreed that stopping a heartbeat is taking a life, is ceasing a life from existing, and then you go ahead and you admit that the fetus has a heartbeat, and it's a human heartbeat, and you stop it, by their definition, you've committed murder. They don't want that to ever happen. They will never admit. They will stay away from words like that. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts offered a rare public criticism of President of the United States. He went off on President Trump saying there was no such thing as an Obama judge. But Chuck Grassley, I love these older guys, right? They don't care. Chuck Grassley, he chimed up and said, hey, Chief Justice Roberts, you rebuked Trump for a comment he made about a judge's decision on asylum. I don't recall you ever attacking Obama. Right? Remember when Obama rebuked Alito during the State of the Union address? You kept your mouth shut. So, since Roberts came down, you know, when it came to Obamacare, when he came down on the side of Obamacare by changing what it was, he didn't think, and the other thing you people need to realize, here we go. The judges don't make laws. They render an opinion on whether a law is just or not just, constitutional or not constitutional. At which time, if they render an opinion that it's not constitutional, it's up to Congress to take that back and fix it. Now walk away from it and say, it's settled law. It is not, think about this. Do we have to do this again? How a law is made? How a bill becomes a law? All that happens when the court says, that law that you just made is unconstitutional, that now becomes toilet paper. And you have to go back and rewrite it and do it the right way. That's how you get it done. And Roberts several times seemed to, and the court, seemed to bow or yield to Obama's pressure. In 2010, President Obama used his first State of the Union address to denounce the court's January 2010 ruling, so he came after the court and it was okay. Right? Nobody said a word. Nah, it was okay. It was cool. It was fine. It was whatever. Right? When President Trump does it, he's fighting the judiciary. He's trying to make the judiciary look bad. With six of the nine justices sitting silently in the House of Representatives, Obama told the nation that their ruling will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections. And that was a ruling of Citizens United, in case you didn't know, which struck down restrictions on corporate political speech under the First Amendment. And again, it's amazing how wide we've made the First Amendment. You realize that the First Amendment was really put in place to keep you from going to jail for putting down the king, the president, members of Congress. You couldn't be put in jail for speaking out against the government. Roberts said that and did nothing to defend the court from Obama's unprecedented assault on independence, on its independence. Think about that. Can somebody grab me a speech from any president on either side of the aisle that attacked the Supreme Court, ever? In April 2012, in oral arguments in the Obamacare case, they appeared to go against the administration. Obama warned the Supreme Court against overturning the law, attacking the very idea that this unelected group of people would somehow overturn a duly constituted and passed law. Now, his aides later, they just, like, were scrambling to figure out how to fix this. Right? Think about this. Supposedly, Obama taught on constitutional law at the University of Chicago. Did he not understand judicial review? Did he not understand the differences in the different powers? What did Roberts say at the time? Nothing. Right? Roberts actually even rewrote the law to save Obamacare. Think about it. He may, some feel, reverse his original vote because of those comments. See, I think we're going to find out as the years go on how sinister really what was going on. You think about everything. I mean, journalists were investigated under Obama. Nobody talks about that. Look at the money that was getting to different nationals, foreign nationals, countries. I mean, against the law. Obama said he knew what he was doing with Iran. The way he was giving the money was illegal. But then he went on to say that we couldn't wire money to their bank because of the sanctions. But it was their money, and that's why we put it on planes and we put it on pallets and we brought it out to them. So he went around Congress, he went around everybody, and he was acting like a dictator. I don't see CNN getting mad about that. Right? I mean, you with me here? You understand what I'm saying? This stuff doesn't stop. And this is why I don't trust any of them anymore. It's getting to the point where I really don't trust. I want to hear what they have to say, and it's very hard to trust these people. Okay, when we come back, we got so much to talk about. Like I said, there's so much that has taken place. We're going to play a clip. California students are asked if we should build a border wall. When you hear what their arguments are, you're going to throw up. So keep one of those 5-gallon white buckets around, because you're going to need it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.